are listening to Event CEO, a podcast for executives who are looking to maximize their event ROI through business strategy, technology, and innovation.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Event CEO podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Linder, founder and CEO of Linder Global Events. And today, we're so pleased to have on the show for a second installment, Catherine Townsend, president of the Trust for the National Mall. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. If you missed the last episode's interview with Catherine, we highly recommend you go back and download it. Really valuable stuff there, super insightful, especially for nonprofits and events and how to think about them. But today we're doing a short question round consisting of three questions I ask all our guests. All right?
There we go. I'm ready.
You ready? Okay. What do you see to be the biggest business advantage to doing or attending events?
Quick fire.
People.
People, number one, and feeling, number two. I'd say it's like it's the best way to connect with people. It's the best way to get people excited about it and feel what you're all about.
And that was a big part of your first
question. People coming and in physically seeing what you're doing and meeting the leadership and the other supporters, I think, gets them excited and motivated about the work that they can be doing with you.
Okay. What is the most innovative thing you've seen done, either at your event or an event you've attended?
So I've had two experiences. So I was really wowed. I know this might seem a small thing, but, you know, so many events have this kind of front stage. You know, you have a lot of tables, or you have some function going on, you have a front stage. I was just wowed one year when I went to the WPAS event where they changed it up completely and they put stages all around the room. And so you'd be sitting there and all of a sudden someone would pop up and sing right next to your table, or they would pop up and sing over there and they had them, you know, downlighted, spotlighted. I know that might not be that innovative, but I was wowed by that because you're so used to like the center front stage that you just, you know, it was kind of fun to see the variety of how it could work.
Love it.
And then another event did a center stage, which I thought was very cool.
It's hard to pull off.
Yeah, it's hard to pull off, but it just changes the energy in the room. And I think it's always nice to change up your experience. Like, you always think about your customers coming back and coming every single year. They're expecting what they saw last year. So if you can change it up, it just makes them go, wow, and leave and go, I'm coming back again.
It also gives you more VIP tables, too, in terms of, you know,
exactly.
If you're fundraising or selling tables,
exactly,
a wider circumference.
And then the other event was DC Central Kitchen, which I love when they do their food fight. Mm-hmm. You know, just the multi-room, and then they had a constant feed, and they had a cooking show just going on nonstop. So it was almost like you were watching a cooking show live with different high-profile chefs, and then you were going from room to room doing a tasting. So the kind of getting away from the typical food and wine tasting where you're just going from table to table, this was pure entertainment, screens going on, just like high energy, and it just made you just love the experience in the room. Really, I'm sure it cost a lot unless somebody donated all that equipment, but it was a pretty, it kept me engaged because, you know, after attending thousands of events, you just, after a while, you need something to keep you going until the end of the night.
Yes, anyway. You do. Okay, what is the best use of technology that you've utilized at an event or seen at another event?
Handhelds. You want to explain?
Yeah.
Well, just the use of your handheld device, just your
phone,
activating your contribution either at the live and silent auction transformation from everyone does these live and silent auctions where you have to go and write out a piece of paper. So just transforming that to using the software and the firm that comes in and just does everything on your handheld.
Yeah,
so you don't have to stand next to the item. You can actually get pinged every time you've been outbid, and then you could be running around socializing and getting in line for a drink or whatever, and then you can still, or sitting at your dinner at the table, and you can still be bidding. And then you can be making contributions, like, you know, they send you messages, or there might be a message on the screen that says, you know, so we're now raising money for blank or this classroom or this truck or whatever. And then you can say, oh, I'm going to give $50 to that. And you can just do it right on your phone. And then you get nice recognition or not. But I just think the handheld is pretty powerful.
I
text to pledge, too.
Yeah,
texting to pledge now is amazing.
Text to pledge, push notifications.
Yes.
You can, you know, create a little bit of buzz around something.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with
called
you.
Called smart fundraising.
Yeah.
That's what I would call it.
Okay.
Your smartphone, smart fundraising.
Is that a new term you've coined?
I think so.
Excellent. You've heard it here.
On the Linder Global Events Show. Event CEO.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on our show and providing, again, your great insights.
You're welcome.
So much more to cover. We'll certainly have you back.
Great. Love it.
Listeners, if you haven't downloaded the interview from the last show, definitely go back and check it out. It's well worth it. Great insights, as I mentioned. If you have any more questions that you want answered in an upcoming session for me or for Catherine, go ahead and email me at eventceo@lindrglobal.com and I'll be sure to get back to you. And please tell your friends and executives about us, subscribe to our channel, and follow us on social media for sneak peeks, updates, and news on the latest episodes. Thanks for listening, and until next time, make your days great.
You can follow Event CEO on Twitter and Instagram at @event_CEO and on Facebook at Event CEO Podcast. Show notes for this episode can be found at www.lindrglobal.com/podcast.